Some awesome tunes keeping us company on OFM, the sound of your life. Thanks so much for spending this Monday evening and hanging out with me on OFM nights. Altyd lekker om saam met jou te kuier. Nog meer fantastiese musiek op pad. Nou, dit is maandag aand en ons vind uit watter boek val onder die soeklig vanaand.
OFM Boekhoek, die verhale agter die skrywers.
Now, Eric Kruger's new book, titled Dangerous, is an invitation to all of us to basically step out of our survival modes and to become a lot more formidable. Better, stronger, faster is the way we can describe it. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us, to tell us a bit more about the book. And firstly, congratulations on this book finally hitting the shelves.
Thanks, Ronaldo. It's good to be with you, and thank you for, it's been a while. It's been 3 years in the making.
You are no stranger to helping people, and that's a very big premise of the book. But essentially, it's taking this idea of helping people, not just to be better versions of ourselves, but to be the best version of ourselves. Why do we need to be more dangerous?
Yeah, I think the book in a nutshell is that everything that you love is being threatened in some shape or form. And that's not a pessimistic way of looking at the world, that's just reality. And the question is that if everything that you love is being threatened, and this is your business, this is your health, your relationships, your team, what will you do about it? How will you respond to those threats? And essentially, you have a few options here. The one is that you're going to be ineffective against the threats. You won't have what it takes. You won't have the right mindset. You won't have the right skill. And because of that, you end up being ineffective and you end up in survival mode. You are the victim to the threat. But the alternative is that you get to be dangerous. And that what that means is that you get to be a threat to the threat, a danger to the danger. And that in itself is also just, it's a pattern of thinking, feeling, and acting. And of course, when you can do that, you overcome the threat, you are able to reap the rewards of it, you are able to have the personal transformation that comes with the process. And I think that's ultimately just how we create more meaningful lives and get to do the things that we want to do.
What have you identified as some of the biggest obstacles as to why people aren't dangerous, or at least trying to be a bit more dangerous?
I think one of the things, obviously, is that we, if you look at the pandemic, that was a very big threat to all of us. And if you don't know how to respond to the threat, then what do? You end up in survival mode again. So I think sometimes there are these threats that are just by their sheer magnitude, they are just overwhelming and we don't know how to cope. And we need to, in a way, go into survival mode, spend some time to recalibrate and think about how will we respond. But I think other times we actually have these threats that we know they are looming. We know that they are going to be like they're inevitable, because every goal that you set for yourself, there's going to be a threat that comes with that goal. But we don't spend the time upfront thinking about what that threat might be and how I will respond when it comes around. So we're not prepared for it. And that to me is one of the biggest gaps that we all have is like when you think of goal setting frameworks, like specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time bound, the SMART setting framework, nowhere in that do we speak about the fact that there will be obstacles, there will be threats. So what will you do about it? And I think if we just spend a bit more time upfront thinking about what that might look like, then we are so much better prepared and we can actually face all of these challenges on the front foot and not on the back foot.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. It's a big invitation for all of us to be better, stronger, and faster. The book is titled Dangerous. We'll post a few links on our site, ofm.co.za, and I'm sure the two of us will chat soon again. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thank you for you. I really appreciate your time.
OFM, Boekhoek, die verhale agter die skrywers. Luister na die volle gesprek online op ofm.co.za.